I worked with him for several years. He was editor of Newsnight. I found him clever, erudite, a man critically who reads books, a man with a sense of humour, and a man with a great degree of irreverence, not least about the BBC. So I think pretty good appointment. I like him.
So we can see the funny side of this place.
Well, it'd be very hard to work here and be compos mentis and not to see the idiotic side of it, yes.
What did he bring to Newsnight in its time?
I can't give you a precise answer to that, I don't think. I mean, we've had a number of really good editors, and I thought George was there, of course, during David Kelly, the dodgy dossier and all that, and that was a very, very testing time for him, and he was put through the ringer when the BBC went into one of its characteristic spasms.
How did he stand up to that?
Well, they were pretty tough on him, attempting to discover. I must be very careful here because, like other people, I had conversations in confidence, but when they were attempting to discover who had said what to whom, they lent on him extremely hard. And I know that, because I had many conversations with him on the day in question, I know he was put under extreme pressure, which he withstood, having given a commitment. And, you know, like me, he takes the view that if you give a commitment to protect a source, you've given a commitment to protect a source, and only the source can lift that guarantee if asked. And in the case, of course, of David Kelly, he was not in a position to be asked.
So a track record as a programme maker in your direct experience, but that, of course, is only part of the Director General job, and he joins at a time when he's going to have to worry about negotiating with the government before very long.
Yes, I mean, I would consider George a friend, and I'm not sure I'd wish the job on my worst enemy, frankly. I think it'd be really, really tough. I think, will have to make some pretty tough judgments. The organisation is okay. It's not in a great state, but he will have to make some tough judgments. He will probably have to do it in an environment where he's surrounded by loads of functionaries who are expecting him to do things that seem to me to be less important than the core business of the BBC. So, yeah, it'll be tough for him. But I'm reasonably confident that he's quite tough enough to do a tough job. So, yeah, I'm a fan.
And the book reading, how did that manifest itself? How do you know that he was a book reader?
Just through because we always talked about books.
And what is
we always talked about what particular book he happened to be reading at the time. He has a bit of an appetite, I know, also for thrillers. It's not a taste that I share. Elmore Leonard, those sort of people. So I know he likes all that sort of stuff. But he also, he reads serious books, serious history books. And it's a distressing characteristic, I think, of so many areas of modern life now, the fact that you know, so many people don't read. He does, and you know, that's good. That's good. That's where ideas come from.
Has he read yours?
Oh, I've no idea. Better give him one with my job application.